This episode of Road Dirt the Podcast is brought to you by Law Tigers Motorcycle Lawyers. You can find them at lawtigers.com. Welcome to Road Dirt, the podcast of Road Dirt Motorcycle Media and RoadDirt.tv, your down-home grassroots motorcycle brand covering what we like to call ride life. This is Rob Brooks, your host. Thanks for tuning in. And on this episode, we're going to share one of Ted Edwards, our editor-at-large up in the Pacific Northwest, up in Wenatchee, Washington, one of his stories recently about a mechanical breakdown getting ready for a road trip. We've shared a lot of interviews we've been able to do lately, which is pretty cool, but we're taking a break from that and going to go back old school like we have for the first few years ago when we first launched this in 2018 or so, telling stories out here on the podcast. So this one by Ted Edwards is called Red Light Blues. When the machine breaks down, do we break down? Life's biggest heartaches are often delivered by the people or things you trust the most. Put your faith in someone or something, lower your guard, open the gates of your heart, and hurt floods in past the dam. Trust can be life's gateway to misery, and something can only punch you in the gut when you let it get close. Those like me, whose soul runs deep, experience life's highs to extreme degrees and lows in heart-ripping valleys. We love stronger, mourn deeper, spontaneously hug our riding buddies whether they like it or not, and we mourn at videos or weep at videos of soldiers returning home. Such overwhelming feelings can be useful as a writer, enabling us to peel away vast layers of meaning in things as simple as a smile and a snowflake. It is a blessing, and it's a curse. The misery began, like it sometimes does, with an innocent conversation that should have never started. I blame my friend Todd Shiflett. Infamous in his own circle, the carb whisperer, as he's known, meant no harm, but as soon as he started the discussion, I knew the jinx was on. While his, quote, garage mahal, using our joint custody tire changer to spoon tires on for Road Dirt summer tire testing, he looked at me and asked how many miles my faithful 1998 Honda VFR 800 had on the odometer. I said about 818,000. People ask me all the time how long I think it'll last. I think it'll last forever. It'll be mechanical, he replied. A crank bearing, something like that. But those things are pretty reliable. Reliable. That word echoed in my head. There are some things in life you never say. Never remind a big league pitcher before he takes the mound in the ninth inning that he has a no-hitter. Never tell people that your dog does not bite. Never tell your buddies that your girlfriend is perfect. And never, ever tell someone that you have the most reliable motorcycle on the planet. Well, days later, I was riding down to Oregon to meet my buddy Dave White Girl Wensfeen to begin our summer tire shootout test, pointed downhill approaching the town of Yakima. The speed limit was 70 miles an hour, but I may have been going a bit faster. Just a bit. I was on a downhill right-hand bend, speeding around the outside of a tanker truck when it happened. The red fuel injection warning light came on. The engine died, and time slowed. In motorcycling physics, miles per hour equals radius. More speed means a wider circle. Cut throttle, or have a sudden power loss, and your circle tightens immediately. Engine power that had been keeping me passing the tanker truck around the outside abruptly left like a girlfriend scorned, and my radius tightened toward the tanker truck on my right. I looked down at the red fuel injection warning light in shock, wasting valuable nanoseconds that should have been spent correcting my line. Coming to my senses, I fixed my line. The red light disappeared and power came back on. I said words in my helmet that cannot be published here for fear that people will think less of me, and editor Rob probably wouldn't publish them. I may have invented a few of my own, in fact. And the carb whisperer's words came back to mind. Reliable. Well, the next day, after White Girl and I had completed our tire testing with no issues, we were descending into the Dalles, Oregon, when again the fuel injection warning light came on, only for a second. Then it extinguished, just for a second. Well, the landslide had begun. On the ride home, the red light of death flashed persistently, cutting power every time the bike was pointed downhill and the throttle was closed. I nursed the bike back home and grabbed my phone to use my newly invented vocabulary with my friend the carb whisperer. He suggested the bank angle sensor was bad and cutting power on the downhill. Well, that made sense. After as many curves and gravel roads that the VFR had done, surely that fragile pendulum had worn. So I replaced it, but to no effect. The engine code gave a bad MAP map sensor fault, so I got that replaced as well. Surely all was good now. What could possibly else go wrong? A few days later, I left on our annual June ride where my dad and others had dinner waiting for me in Montana. While merging with thick Spokane I-90 traffic at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday, the bike died at speed and this time would not restart. I managed to work the bike to the shoulder without getting run over, and I coasted to an off-ramp where I replaced a blown fuel injection fuse. Was that the problem all along? As I managed and merged back onto the freeway, well, the light came on again. I exited the freeway into a parking lot and admitted defeat. Bill Motzenbacher, my riding partner, continued on while I stayed behind and called my son to bring the trailer and pick up me and my ailing VFR. Sitting there alone in a parking lot in a sketchy part of town where all the bathrooms are locked, my chin hit my chest. I inhaled a deep breath and choked back emotions. It had been a very long day. It hurt. It hurt a lot. I put my faith and my soul into something that was letting me down repeatedly, and the betrayal cut hard. I would not make it to Montana. I would not make our annual June ride for the first time in a decade, and I would not be with my father on Father's Day. It was just an hour from him, but instead, the bike was loaded up, strapped down, and trailered 3 hours back to my home. Attempts in the following days to fix the bike's electrics proved futile. Everything from throttle position sensor to camshaft position sensor to charging systems were all verified okay by my friend the carb whisperer, this detestable man whose conversation began the misery. I've replaced the battery, rectifier, regulator, spark plugs, ECU, and checked every ground with no improvement. Something is electrically wrong with the bike. We just don't know what yet. Electrical problems are sent by Satan himself straight up from the deepest butt crack of hell. You think Rob Brooks will let that publish? We'll see. And by the way, yes, I did. Mechanical problems are a different animal. You can hold the broken clutch spring bolt in your hand. You can spot the twisted rear subframe. You can cry over the gaping hole in a radiator. You can hear the grinding of the bearing. Been there often. I've done all those things. But electrical gremlins are their own animal. Behind the veil of wiring and unseen electrons, they make no noise, emit no smell, and are not visible to the naked eye. Their intermittent nature makes you want to throw a crescent wrench through a window, pour salt on your tongue, and lick a 9-volt battery while testing probes are shoved up your nostrils. I'd rather have a bent rim, twisted forks, a seized engine, or an exhaust valve that got its head sucked off into the combustion chamber, then ground to a pulp like a ninja blender on fuel puree, than to have a red warning light that sometimes works, sometimes doesn't. Some have suggested selling the aged high-mileage 1998 Honda VFR 800. Practical, but souls like mine are not practical. such as the curse of the emotionally deep, that we make decisions using our corrupted hearts, throwing money where our foolishness lies, following our soul above logic, and refusing to quit relationships that bring more pain than pleasure. Look, keeping this bike makes no sense. But neither does motorcycling in general. Seriously, who puts an engine between their thighs, two wheels between their feet, dresses in dead cow skin, and tears off across the country with their body hanging out in the wind? Turns out I do. And I love it so. I also love this motorcycle. We've been through so much together and enough miles to lap the globe literally four times that I cannot give up. Stories of our travels are many, most of them here on the pages of Road Dirt. And those stories are food for my pen. Without this bike, I wouldn't be a motor journalist. It has violated my trust this time, but I will stay true. It has ditched me in the worst possible way, breaking my heart, but I am not ready to let go. I guess I'm never ready to let go. Ted Edwards. Ted is, like for many of you, Ted personally is my favorite, one of my favorite motorcycle writers as well. I love the picture he can paint with words, and he draws you into his stories, just like Neil Bailey and Joshua Placa that contribute here as well. And all three of which happen to be good personal friends. And I love Ted like a brother for sure. And if you enjoyed this story, we hope that you'll give this a like. I hope that you'll share a comment or two and give us a 5 stars. And that's good for our ranking, in the podcast universe. And check out our main site also. I think I'll leave a description in the or leave a link in the description for the story here to our main website, our main motorcycle e-magazine, roaddirt.tv. You can find his story with quite a few photos from his altercation and issues with his Honda VFR 800. You can find the story at roaddirt.tv/redlightblues, and you'll find his story there, as well as so many others. And thanks for tuning in. You can also find us, we're out on YouTube as well. We've got a channel there with a lot of videos called Road Dirt TV, not .tv, but Road Dirt TV, as well as on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Road Dirt TV. Look us up, join in the conversation, and join the Road Dirt family. And until next time, this is Rob with Road Dirt, encouraging you, ride life.